Mukara. They're called Bhajan Shila. Shila means stone. And these stones hit it and make music. Ding, ding, dong, dong, ding. They make music. You need another stone. There's some Murti of Shiva and Parvati. Shiva and Parvati are riding Krishna. The position looks like
Shiva and Parvati.
Shiva and Parvati. Thank you. Ukradevi ki jai, Radharani ki jai, Kirti Dama ki jai. Welcome, Muralika and Krishnaji.
Jai Gurudev.
If you show a closer picture of these, Crow, he's filmmaker. Oh, go ahead, go in there. Okay, let me go like this. Go in there, man. Come on, you gotta be National Geographic. They go all three and then zero in on one on Kirtita on the far right, then Bhishmei, Radharani, then Bhagavad side, Mukhara Devi, and then pan out and all three of them. First pan, all three, then one by one, then all three. Then Muralika. cousin of Radharani. And covered by Kusha Gop. Kusha Gop. Yeah? Okay, good. Where's the book? That was nice you came. It's a long ride.
Little bit late.
2 weeks.
Ah, not right on time.
From Vrindavan.
Two books. Yeah. Bolt?
From Vrindavan now. Yes, bolt.
Yeah, you're ripping on that thing. Okay, you'll go fast. Okay. This is Mukhara Igan. What does Mukhara mean?
Grandma.
What does the word Mukhara mean? Muk means face. And Muk means face. Chandra Mukhi. Moon face Radharani. Nandi Mukhi, bull face. Like his sister-in-law, whatever, Nikunja Jeevani, I was looking, her name was Neelima, so I was thinking maybe I'd call her Nandi Mukhi, but everyone's going to make a joke of her, yeah. So I'm not going to give some stupid name like Brihad Radanga Das or Sankirtan Das. I'm not going to give all rustic names. You can wail on that guy away. Here's our girl. Boom, 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 roddy, 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 boom, boom, yeah, 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 sure, boom, boom, boom. We'll go play it later. Yeah. Better be careful, we might break it, and then we get in trouble. The natives are restless. Attention, please. Behind the temple, I don't know if they're behind the temple, but somewhere in the temple, there's some rocks, shilas, called Bhajan Shila. Bhajan Shila, Kira.
Bhajan Shila,
Kampai. Ah,
Apisha. Apisha. Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you. And Radharani used to hit them with a small stone and make fascinating music. See how what it doesn't tell here. But Radharani used to come here and hang out with her grandmother from Barsana. You know, like sometimes she wants to meet Krishna very nicely for a few days. Usually she goes for Surya Puja, Surya Kund, we're just there. But it's up and down, Anajana, and Chitila comes running looking for her. But sometimes she really wants to spend a lot of time with Krishna. All the time. Every day, all the time, every day. She wants to be with Krishna. But it's not possible. So every couple of months, she's feeling really like missing being with Krishna all the time. But she says, oh, Kirtita Maharani, can I go to my grandmother's house in Mukhurai, Raghun? So, okay, go for a few. How long is that? 3-4 days. So sometimes she comes here, drooling time for 5-10 days. And the best time. That's why Mukhara Igan is very Shanti Gan, very Anand Gan, very blissful town. Because Radharani had her most blissful pastimes here with Krishna. Mukurai Radhakum. His face is vibrating with special intimate pastimes in these forests. Where you're living is part of Radharani's playground. And all the forests from here to Giraj Srikumakmarg is all part of Mukurai. Mukurai, and Radhakum's there, Mukurai is spread over here on this side of Chalikara, and that side is Radhakund. This is Mukurai area. So Radha and Krishna played in all those forests over there. So she comes to stay a few days here. Now Krishna, the reason Radharani played these bhajan shilas, dong dong ding dong ding dong 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 ding 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 dong 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 dong. She would play because Krishna, some parrots, Manju Vasani or Vichakshana, would come here and say, Krishna is moving with the cows, they're all sleeping at Masi Ganga. So she would send signals, like, you know, Morse code, ding, 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 Krishna would. And Radharani was hitting rocks, she's saying, eat her out, hey Shamaju, Sham, hey Priyatam. Priyatam Mukurai, may Mukurai Mandir, Mukurai, eat her out, jolly out. So Krishna said, boys, I gotta go. my mother's calling me. I had to run home to Nanagram. I'll be back in a few hours. Okay, bye. You know, stuff at Mahaprasad was sleeping, cows were sleeping on the tree by Manasi Ganga, boys were sleeping. I'll go with it. You're sleeping, your stomach is full. You don't care what's going on. The whole house can blow up, you don't care. your stomach's full and you're sleeping. What? It doesn't matter. Anything goes, it's okay. So they said, okay, go, do your thing. So Krishna came here and met Radharani, enjoyed it. Right, Mukherjee could look out the window and see him. And she's blind anyway. She's kind of blind. There's a pastime going to the Marisa that shows how blind she is. Do you know the pastime? Oh, not reading going to the Marisa. Mukura, Radharani is playing right outside the window of this house. This is Mukura's house with Krishna. Mukura is old and blind. She doesn't even see them. What clothes?
Yellow.
Change your
yellow, blue.
Gum shoe for your sari? What are you talking about? Yeah, you're getting on it now. Okay, we'll get to that later. So this is a great place. I like this place. I was here 2021 last time. 21? I don't know, it says 21 there. Where's the paper? Okay. And these bhajan shila. Mukura, what is the stairati of Mukura? George Radharani. Vatsalya. What else? It's a mixture. Yeah? Okay, let's hear. Mukura Devi shows a special type of affection towards Radha and Krishna. She exhibits Sankula Rati, which means that the primary Rati or Ras Mello is blended with other Rasas. The mood of Mukura is parental love, Vatsalya Rati, mixed with Sakya, friendship. Sankula Rati differs from Kevala Rati, which is a pure state of a mellow favoring only a single affection. And the gopis love for Krishna is called Kevala Rati. They have only Madhurya. Oh, they act like, you know, act like mother. They cook for him and they feed him and bathe him and dress him and suck his mother. It's like a mother, but they're bathing him like a lover. So their touch, the mother's touch, the body of the baby is one way, or the body of the boy, and the lover's touch is going to be something different. So So that's how the Manjaris, and Krishna plays with the Manjaris and Sakhis when they're bathing. So that every action, although it looks like it's motherly affection because they're ladies, it's all pure Madhurya, amorous, erotic, loving mood. So Nanda Yashoda and many Vrishvasis eternally exhibit Kevala Bhakti, only Vatsalya. This means they always display the mood of Vatsalya Bhava, intimate paternal affection, never entertain, never display any other type of rati. So Mukura is special, because she's a mother, but she also helps Ron and Krishna enjoy erotic sports together. and she knows about it, she's happy with it. But sure, they don't know, he's just a little baby, you know. They don't know about it, and they're not going to help it out either. In Sankho Rati, mixed mellows, mellows of Dasya, Sakya, and Vatsalya can combine together one individual. Uddhava sometimes serves Shamasundar as a das, a loyal servant. And other times he behaves intimately like a friend Sakya. The friendship of Balaram is mixed with what?
Vatsalya.
That's a parental love, older brother, always like that. Sometimes Mukra acts as a mother and appears to chastise Radharani for misbehavior with Krishna. In anger, Mukra would place many obstacles to stop Radharani's amorous pastime. With her crooked deeds, Mukra only increases the happiness of the youthful divine couple, who are her grandchildren. I bow down to the elderly Mukra Devi, holding her lotus feet upon my head. This Rajivastava, which is elaborated. Other times, Mukra acts like a loving friend and takes great pleasure in arranging for a meeting of Radha and Krishna. So when she's in Vatsalya mode, sometimes she yells at Radha and Krishna, "Where are you going with that boy? You're married, you shouldn't go with that guy." Other times she says, "Oh, it's nice, go meet him." So she's a tricky grandmother, you know. Sometimes he's really hippie, sometimes he's real liberal, other times he's real right-wing conservative. "Hey, you can't go out, you know. It's not right." "I'll go ahead." So, question now, kids. Why does Das Goswami say that Mukura is the grandmother for Krishna and Radharani? Tricky question.
She loves Krishna also.
Well, she can love her like just a friend.
What?
Sakya, why is she?
Like your grandson also.
Yeah, that's basically right. This is Brajavilastava from Stavavali by Raghunath Das Goswami, text number 27. No. That's not it. Got the wrong one here. What do I do? How do I get this? There's an engagement I should do. Here. Oh, here it is. Hello. Listen. Jai Radhe Shyam. Mukra Devi Ki Jai. Mukra Gaon Vasi Ki Jai. Mukrai Gopis Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Sitanath. Java Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Text 28, Rajavilasava. Pratama Rasa Vilase Hanta Roshena Tavat. Prakatam Yavirodam Sandadanapi Bhangya. Prabala Yati Sukham Yadnavya Yunoswa Naptro. Naptro means grandma, grandchildren. Naptro. Mukra is a nani. Radharani Kanani, Mukura Devi. right? Kanani. Nani. In Russian, it's Bosco.
Бабушка.
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 Нани, нани, сэм, бабушка. Like in English, grandmother.
That's right, English?
In Hindi, nani, daddy, but in English and Russian, grandmother or бабушка, one word.
Why am I confused? What is it?
Babushka.
Babushka.
Well, nani and daddy both speak.
No, no. Oh, nani and daddy is one word in Russian.
Yeah. Yeah, babushka.
Babushka. Hey, babushka. Hey, nani. Hey, daddy. Hey, nani.
Katdila, kaise ho? Katdila.
Pravayati sikham yanavya yuno sonatro paramiha mukaram tamwardni ridam vahami. I carry the old lady mukara. I carry the old lady mukara who gives her grandchildren Radha-Madhav boundless bliss by cleverly and angrily opposing their erotic pastimes. I carry mukra on my head. So this is Das Goswami. Jai Radhe. Says I carry mukra on my head. That's an expression of me. She wants to come inside my little spirit. Or she's just going to do her basic thing. So that when you say I carry you on my head, it doesn't mean literally. It just means that on our head usually we have a crown, queen's crown or king's crown. So if something is carried on your head, it's very valuable. Very valuable. Crown is full of gold and diamonds and rubies, so it's very valuable. So if someone, you say I carry you on my head, I mean, like we say we hold the lotus feet of Guru on my head or something. Carry. So like we have Bhagavad Sapta, first they have a parade. They have a parade with kanyas. Virgin girls, usually Brahmin girls, they carry water kalash, water pots on their head. And the patak, the katha vachak, the guy that's speaking the Bhagavad pot, he carries a bhagavatam on his head. He goes on a procession around town for kirtan. So the bhagavatam is the most worshipable entity. So we carry it on our head. You see sometimes Bengali ladies go to Vaishnavas, they do Giriraj Frequent with Tulsi Maharani on their head. They have a little donut, you know, like they call the pots on their head. A little donut there, some cloth, you know, ring, and they balance the pot and they will go all the way around, go around, not dropping it. Strong lady. Go with Rinda Paul? Yeah, she's totally 200% Gobi Bhav, you know. Not 100% Gobi Bhav. She lives with cows. She's 100% a Ruski coward girl, you know. Ruski Gobi. She does Dhanava Prakrama of Govardhan also. I seen her lying in the dust. She's Russian?
Ukrainian.
God, good thing she's not fighting in the army of Ukraine. She would have won the war in 1 month. If she was on her team, she would have beat up the Russians in 1 month. She's a tough lady. Nice lady, though. Very nice. So, that's what he says. So we're going to find out the answer pretty soon. Why Mukara is called the grandmother of Krishna Radharani. Knowingly or unknowingly, all the Vrijvasis take their share, help nourish the sweetness of Radha Krishna's erotic pastimes. As I'm always telling repeatedly, everything and everyone in Vrindavan is working together to bring Radha and Krishna together for the erotic union and pastimes. Knowingly or unknowingly. There are two kinds of assistants, helpers to Radha Krishna's pastime. One is invisible, one is visible. The visible assistants that nourish the pastimes of Radha Krishna are Radha's Sakis and Manjaris, and rival consorts like Chandravali that nourish Radharani's man, as well as friendly party and neutral party gopis, and Priyanarma Sakas like Subal, and others, mothers, fathers, fathers-in-laws, mothers-in-laws, relatives, grandmothers, and grandfathers, all invisible assistants. So who are the invisible assistants? Right. Thank you. I got it right. Should film everything. That's what do it. Show and respect would be. That's real. That's just to have a stand up doesn't mean anything. Jai Radhe. So you gotta leave this. This is the pranam runway. You know, you have to leave it open. Darshan. It's their deed, not ours. They're born here. We're just passing through. So, who are the visible assistants to Radha and Krishna?
Manjari, Sakis. Visible?
Visible.
Yes. Manjari, Sakis.
Who else?
Priyanarma Sakas and Chandravali.
Rivals. Vipaksha Sakhi. Paksha means group, V means against my group, anti-party. I had a Vipaksha party in 2013. Vipaksha Sakas and Vipaksha Sakhi. They weren't free and armor Sakas. They were invisible assistants.
Can we count parrots?
No, we're only counting human beings in this one here. The extramarital love is always full of fresh impetus and nourishment because the love is secret. The lovers rarely get to meet each other. There's many obstacles. All these visible and invisible assistants of Radha Krishna relish the sweetness of Krishna's rasa in their own way. Each of the Lord's associates in Braj is engaged by Lila Shakti in accepting and performing his or her own beautiful role to nourish the Sringar Ras, erotic loving mood. The role of Grandmother Mukhara is described in this verse. She is called maternal grandmother of both Radha and Krishna. Why? Because Radha and Krishna are one. So your grandmother is my grandmother, because we're one. Another reason is, in the village in Braj, elderly gopis are generally known as everyone's maternal grandmother in Braj. Daddy?
Nani is maternal, daddy is paternal.
Nani and daddy. So every old lady is a nani daddy. Everyone's that's the old style in India was any mother and father in the village would consider every child in the village their own child. Mm-hmm. And every mother and father in the village had the right to smack the kid and spank him.
Yeah.
Is that also in Risky Land?
Even old parents can't smack.
Yeah, Rusky Land, the kids, the parents say the kids are called 9/11. Parents arrested for child abuse. Hello, Kaz. My mother slapped me. Okay. We're coming right over. Okay. Mataji, put your hands up against the wall. Don't make a move. Put the handcuffs on her. Take her in a paddy wagon. Put her in the cop car. And the kid goes down, the police station signs FIR. Makes FIR. Yes, his mother. First information report, FIR. My mother slapped me. Put her in jail. Different kind of age, huh? Old granny, it says here, old granny. Old granny, that's interesting. Because granny is English, means grandmother. Granny means nanny. Granny means nanny. Grandmother. My grandmother. My grandfather. Lord Jetland. Old Granny Mukra publicly opposes a meeting of Ramakrishna, but she encourages a meeting. Externally, Mukra angrily chastises Ramakrishna, but in her heart she thinks it's nice that they meet. Every day, Mukra goes to Varsana to wake up Radharani. Or you have it. Radharani is in her bedroom, accompanied by her friends like Vishaka and Lalita, sleeping from exhaustion of performing Rasa the night before, dancing all night, dance through a night of Brahma, millions of years. Get pretty tired after that. You know, we're dancing in Karti, Marlika, but can you dance for Night of Brahma? Maybe Yashasvini can. She can dance for Night of Brahma. The Rasa dance went for millions of years at night, and the gopis felt like it went by in 5 minutes. That's what I say in English, when you're having fun, time flies. Time flies when you're having fun. When you're sick, one day lasts for 10 days. Everyone knows the experience. Mukra comes into Radharani's bedroom in the morning at sunrise, and she calls out, "Oh, Radhe, my daughter, where are you?" Because she's blind, she can't see. She comes in, "Where are you?" See, Mukra, Jatila comes up and wakes up her daughter-in-law. And Jatila asks Mukra to engage Radharani in Surya Puja. Mukra repeatedly calls out, "Granddaughter, granddaughter," we'll enter her bedroom. And then she says, "Oh, my girl, get up from bed now. Oh, my little girl, have you forgotten today is Sunday? You have to do Surya Puja. Get up and quickly bathe and get ready to worship the sun god." Hearing Mukra's voice, Vishaka and other sakis that are sleeping in Radharani also awaken Radharani, who is stunned from fatigue, so he sits on her bed. However, dun, 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 dun. When Mukra suddenly sees Radha's body covered with a yellow garment, she says, "Jutta Kanaka Savarnam Sayametam Rare Vasnam Ursi Dristam Yatsaki Tevi Bivarti Id Kemidam Ai Vishake Ha Pramada Pramoda Vyavasitam Idam Atsya Pasha Sudavaya Sudanvaya Sudan Vayaya. Vishake," Mukra says, "what is this? Last night I saw this yellow cloth on Murari's chest. Now your sakhi is wearing it." "Alas, how could this happen to a pure housewife?" hearing Mukhera's words, Vishaka gets agitated. And she said, "Oh, Mukhera, look at the sun rays shining through the window, making Radharani's blue cloth look like it's yellow." And then Mukhera, "Look, just look, Mukhera, look at the sun rays coming through the window." So Mukhera looks towards the sun rays. And Vishaka takes out the yellow cloth with the blue one. And she goes, "Oh, it's blue. Oh, I'm going, Shaka, why?" And Mukhera gets so embarrassed, she runs away. So Raghunath concludes his prayer. He says, "I'll carry Mukhera on my head." So Mukhera Devi Ki Jai. That's it for the Mukhera scene over here. So any questions? Mukhera questions? Mukhera means very talkative. Grandmothers are always talking, you know. So she's always talking about Radha Krishna. That's right. Mukhera Ki Jai. Who's who here? Who's these who? Who's on the far right?
Right?
Right.
Kirtida.
Yeah, who's in the middle?
Radharani.
Sure? Why do you think Radharani?
Because
Chota, Choti.
Mukhera.
So why is Mukhera on Radharani's far right? Mukhera is on Radharani's right. Why is that? Ochi. I'm watching.
She like control?
No. You know, you forgot. The husband's on the right-hand side of the wife. Why?
Control. That's why I speak.
Control.
No, that's why I speak. Because I'm
not in your case. No, I'll tell you. The Gurujan is always on the right-hand side. Gurujan means older, superior person. Balaram is on the right of Krishna. Nittai is on the right of Gaur. Nittai is 20 years, 10, 50 years older than Gaur. And Wait is on the, well, he's sometimes on the other side, you know, Wait to Gaur and Nittai. But it's always like that. Shakti, Shaktiman. Shakti on the left, Shaktiman on the right. So the Gurujan is always on the right. So the Gurujan, Radharani is in the middle because she's a Gurujan for her mother. The child is always superior to the mother. The mother does anything for the child. But the right-hand side, the superior to Radharani, Gurujan is Mukhera. So that's why she's like that. Because Mukhera is the mother of Kirtida. So she's on Kirtida's right, Radharani's on the right. It's like when mother has a child, he always keeps her on the right-hand side. His right arm is a powerful arm for protecting. But when the husband walks with the wife, then the husband's protecting the wife on the right side and she's holding the baby. Repeat. Jai, Jai, Shri Radhe. Ring a bell, ring a bell. Ding. Again. Jai, Jai, Shri Radhe. Jai O Mukhera Devi Ki Jai, Kirtida Maharani Ki Jai, Radharani Ki Jai. Very cute and beautiful years for a dance called Charkula, Charkula dance. That's the word they call it. And Charkula comes from the word chakra. Chakra means circle. Kala Chakra, the wheel of time. We say the wheel of time. time is going, spinning around. Kala chakra, samsara chakra, birth and death, how many millions of births we take, how many millions of deaths, that's called samsara chakra. And Kala chakra means wheel of time. Time is spinning everyone out to death, to annihilation. Krishna says in Gita, Kala smi, I am time, I have come to engage everyone. I come as time and destroy everything, everything and everyone. So charcoal, this village is famous all over India for its charcoal dance. The speciality of Braj Mandal and the speciality of this village. Maybe they did in other villages thousands of years ago, but the gopis would do this even maybe Krishna's time, I can't say, but it's a very ancient festival, charcoal dance, always around holy time. Which is like New Year's is later, this is Phagun, then after Phagun is Chaitra. So the New Year, Hindu New Year starts in Chaitra, Shukla Paksha. First 15 days is the end of the last year, and Chaitra, Shukla Paksha, going to full moon. Chaitra Purnima is the first full moon of the New Year. Appearance of Radhakan. Appearance of Dasis also. Beautiful Dasis. So the charcoal dance, they would take an old wheel, an old bale gutty, old cart, a wooden wheel from a cart. And these are village girls, you know, they're not city girls. They're tough and strong. They would take that, and they would put ghee lamps on the wheel, on all the spokes, on all the rim. And they lift it up, and it weighs about 10 kilos, you know, whatever. They put it on their head, they put a little dough on their head, and then there are all kinds of dolak and drums, and they dance with it, and they light it all up, it's all on fire, and they dance around with it. And they have all the traditional saris and village-type dresses. Faces are totally covered, and they're dancing around. It's a huge festival. People come from all over India and all over the world to see it. Japanese television crew came here 5 years ago, filmed it. And it's such a cool thing. It's nighttime and fire. And then it's a huge thing. It takes two guys to lift it. Two guys lift it up, put it on her head. And she has, the ladies have necks like bulls, you know. They carry a yogurt pot, it's nothing. You know, but it's just a big wheel, you know. And they dance, and they four, five, ten of them, one starts dancing, and five, six. And they have different kind of brass lamps. They, you know, before it was just a culture, now they have special lamps, and it's really a cool thing. You'll see it on TV. You type in YouTube, charcoal dance Mukherjee. You can see films from last year. It's nighttime, so the lighting is all fire and everything. It looks really cool. There's not big lights everywhere, it's just a fire. I came, but it's late at night. It starts like 9 o'clock at night. I don't feel safe running around village. And you know, see a bunch of girls there. I saw one, I just stayed for 5 minutes. I mean, you know, when you're from America and used to rock and roll concerts and stuff, it's kind of boring. You know, because I don't know, they're singing all kinds of cool songs, Brijbhas, which I don't know. I mean, everyone's enjoying it to the max, you know. The music and dance, and it's a big thing. I forget where they have it, some open area. That's the charcoal dance. It's very famous. You can look on YouTube, Charcoal Mukherjee.
Maybe they practice from childhood.
Yeah, they practice a lot. Yeah, bigger, yeah, show off. That's like coward men. Coward men, they start, when they're little boys, they pick up baby bulls and carry a baby bull, 20 kilos. And as the boy grows, they pick up bigger and bigger bulls. So when the guy's growing, he practically pick up a 1,000 kilo bull, you know. Now the village guys, the farmer guys are strong, you know. They're not like comes your wallet like me. But I practice, you know, like lift weights, you do 10 kilos, then go to 15, 15, 20, 100, you know. There's a way to bull, like a bull. That's all I can say about this village. Now we'll go and we'll film and we'll play the Bhajan Shila. Radharani's Bhajan Shila. You play harmonium, Radharani plays. Radharani's, you know, the first rock band was Radharani.
Rock band.
What was the first rock band in the history of music? Radharani's Mukara Seki rock band. Radha Seki rock band. Rock and roll. They play the rock, then they roll the rock. Actually, you know, Radharani was playing a bhajan, she was playing a rock, bhajan, she was going da da da, like something, it's called crescendo, the last note of a song, da da da, bong. They hit a big gong or something like that. Da 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 da, boom. So, when Krishna lifted the Gauranga Hill, he held the Gauranga Hill, that's a big rock. And Radharani's going ding ding ding, and Krishna let go of the hill. Boom! when everybody finally got out, Krishna let it go, and he ran out and went, boom! The last note of the Gauranga Lila song. Radharani's here, ding 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 ding, ding. Boom! Gauranga Lila samapt. That's really stretching your imagination. Aren't there good powers of visualization in the Lila Swami?
Okay, Dan, dance. Come on, blow your feet.
This is not rhythm, slow rhythm.
This is slow. Jai, jai, Shira.
Thank you.